spinning jeans. Do you have a spinning jeans? I got mine yesterday. He's so beautiful. Spinning jeans. Do you have a spinning jeans? Blue bending white, white. Bending yellow, yellow. Bending red, bending green. Bending aquamarine, green. Spinning jeans. Spinning jeans. Spinning jeans. I discovered him inside of a river bed. It was so muddy there and so proud. But when I got that spinning jeans, it was so very good. I smile a lot and say, I have a spinning jeans today. Spinning jeans. Do you have a spinning jeans? Spinning jeans. Do you have a spinning jeans? Somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info
presents The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests,
Johnny and Kian.
Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke.
Hello, hello, welcome, 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 hello, welcome.
Oh, hi.
Welcome, Jimmy.
No, today is the Luke and Jimmy show.
Luke and Jimmy show. I come first because I'm awesome sauce.
I'm Luke. This is Jimmy.
Okay. No, that's stupid. I hate that. And that's what makes the sauce so awesome.
Yeah.
Change the names.
I start dying.
Today we have a recipe for a successful episode because I made a list.
Do we have homemade tomorrow, actually? Speaking of recipes.
No, we don't. We're going to have... She said we might, but we're going to have like media for most of the day. So that we won't be having homemade tomorrow. We might be... No, we won't. Okay, so these are my list of things to talk about. I have to add some stuff on here, actually. So, we'll begin at the bottom.
What's for 2048 and what's Gotham?
I'll tell you now. So Gotham started... the trailer.
What's,
so the
what's Spinning James album and streak?
The Gotham...
Oh, is that about the couple who move into the apartment?
All right, let's start with that. So, the straight guy is my really super awesome sitcom idea. I've been spending all weekend planning it out.
Spinning James the...
No, no. Talk about the straight guy. So, the straight guy, I'll explain the story to our listeners. So, there's a young gay couple, and they move into a new apartment, and they're, like, preparing to adopt a baby, and they move in with their female friend. And then... they find out that living across the hall from them is an elderly homophobic priest who is determined to stop them from adopting a child. And they basically go to war. No, he's kind of supposed to be African-American. I picture him as being played by one of these great elderly African-American thespians
like Freeman.
No, not like Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is a calm, soothing kind of... I'm talking about like the kind of aggressive... I'm an old man like Bill Cosby or Danny Glover would be my ideal choice. So then they go to war with this guy, and they're nice, but he's like trying to stop him from adopting their child, and he's all evil. I don't know where it goes, but it's going to be awesome, and it's.
He's going to end up being nice, and I.
He's going to end up being nice, and at the end of the very end of the show,
That's like what Spinning James.
No.
Making the order we talked in.
Do I have the posters for? Oh yeah, look at this. In Modern Family, Phil is helping Gloria at the hairdresser. She goes, "Oh Phil, there's no one like you." As he's standing in front of that picture. Isn't that really scary?
Wow.
It's weird Spanish Tiberel. It's really creepy. It says, I don't even know what it says, but that's pretty fucking scary. Did I download? Oh, yeah, did you see this? I made one of you as well.
I hate the
one. And I made one of both. Yeah, the one of you was sick, and I made one with both of us. It didn't work at all, but that's pretty cool. Looks okay. That's the cover of our album. Oh yeah, so here's here's the straight guy.
Album. You mean the big thing of songs we're doing?
It's an album. Yeah. You know it's already all been recorded. Like, we don't have to do any more work on it. Anyway, so look, so there's I made another poster which is actually better than this one. I added some new characters.
Is that Johnny?
No, that's
Emma Stone. What? Did you put Emma Stone in that?
I just, as a filler, I put Emma Stone in that. she's kind of a boring character. But anyway, those are the two gay guys, and they're moving to the nice apartment. Right across the way is this evil guy, and look, he's holding a Bible, and his name is Father Moses. And
Father Moses.
He's gonna cause trouble for the nice gay people, who I've not come up with names for yet. I will. I also added some new characters, like her sister, and the priest has like a brother or something.
A brother who's gay?
No, he's not gay, but he's like a conspirator.
Is the priest not a brother though? At the same time, brother says father.
No, your brother is a monk. Priest is a father. A monk is a brother.
How do you know all this?
Anyway, so this is our nice album cover. Songs from and inspired by the Jimmy and Luke Show. So there's Jimmy, me, Key, and there's Michael and Johnny.
The album.
It was kind of supposed
to.
Who
the fuck is that? Taylor Swift.
And there's Michael and Johnny, because I collaborate, I duet with Taylor Swift on one song on the album, which I recorded yesterday.
Really?
It's 22, except instead of I'm feeling 22, it's I'm listening to Jimmy and Luke. And I sing the first verse, and then I sing the chorus, and then she sings the second verse, and I sing the chorus. It's really good.
I'm gonna listen to it. I bet you the fucking rhythm is gonna be all over the place. And your voice,
it's not that bad. It could be worse. Also on the album, Spinning James, which I will probably play at the end of this episode. I'm not sure.
What's
I probably
Spinning
will.
James?
Or at the beginning. Maybe I'll play it. I've played it at the beginning. Did you hear the proper version of Spinning James with all the like beats added in and stuff? No.
All the colors.
No, I'm talking about this. I did a video with the original audio, and then I did a new audio version with like beats in the background and like a remix. You haven't heard that, no? Okay, I'll send it to you later so you can do it. It's pretty good. Did you watch the video with all the colors?
I tried. It was shit.
It wasn't that bad.
It was the colors were changing too
much. Yeah, the colors wasn't the problem. The good thing was that the things came up on the screen, the words. So it has some of the words come up. So it's I bought him yesterday. He is so beautiful. And I paint him. What is it? I paint him yellow. I paint him blue. I paint him red. I paint him green. I paint him aquamarine. I found him inside of a riverbed. It was so muddy there. And so brown. And when I got there, I'd say something.
You don't know the song, but Keen.
No, I don't. But I've been listening to it all weekend when I was remixing it, so. The remix is great. Spinning James. Anyways, what else is on the album? Beware the Horror Ghost song is on there. The song at the end of our 100th episode, the We Didn't Start the Fire with the list of stuff, that's on there. A Glimpse into the Past, my X-Men rap, that's on there. Some great stuff on there. You're going to love it. There's some new songs. There's Greatest Day. There's 22. There's, what do you call it? Counting Stars. Oh, some great stuff on there. So you're all gonna love it. It's coming out very soon indeed. So you should, if you didn't listen to our last episode yet, I highly recommend that you do. Episode 117, it features my hilarious driving test as well as our walk in the mountains, which is simply delightful.
The life of Pi, but Lucian, as he travels the seas across this pet whale and
sounds pretty
and lion.
That sounds boring as fuck.
It's totally not copied of anything.
Yeah.
He's in a cruise ship with a lion all alone.
So,
and the gazelle is eating in the movie, and then this bird arrives, and there's a dog.
Game of Thrones this week was extremely boring. It was so unbelievably boring. I literally kind of slept through the entire thing. It was one of the most boring episodes ever for me, because really my favorite things in Game of Thrones are the Khaleesi, let's just say Peter Dinklage was not in this episode. The Khaleesi was in this episode for probably 15-20 seconds. It was a particularly bad episode. My like the things I least interested in at all in the Game of Thrones are Jon Snow. Could not care less about him, and he was in this episode way too much. Yeah, no, it was a pretty bad episode. Well, he's a boring character. They should kill him off.
He can do what he likes. He's a free man in a free country in that show.
He's a fictional character, and while all the other characters are really interesting, he is boring and he's one-dimensional.
How is he boring?
Because he's not conflicted in any way. He doesn't have anything going on. Tyrion is being accused of stuff, and he's got his weird childhood trauma. The Khaleesi has to learn to cope with killing hundreds of people.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But your man, what's his name, Jon Snow, he's just there hanging out, chilling. And it's really, really boring to watch. So as well as Game of Thrones, 24 came back last night, but I haven't watched it yet because it's, well, it was just on a couple hours ago. So BuzzHub for the whole weekend had a 24 theme where the big BuzzHub header up the top was written in an analog clock font. So if you're into that kind of thing, 24, live another day. I'll probably watch it tonight or tomorrow.
It was a two-part season premiere.
But during the 24 season premiere, they released the first trailer for Gotham. They released the first trailer for Gotham.
Good boy.
Now, James, you know what the you know, Batman Begins. You know, like the that big like hour in the middle of Batman Begins where it's all just like police officers standing around talking about corruption in the government
and
gangsters.
It's all going to be this.
But there's no Batman. There's no Batman. There's no like ninja. It's that part of Batman Begins without the ninja, without the Batman. That part has been expanded, and that's what Gotham is going to be like. Bruce Wayne's in it, but not Batman. Because Bruce Wayne is 10 years old, and Catwoman is 14. But she is doing some Catwoman-y stuff, and the Penguin is in it. He's an adult, thank God. But the Penguin probably looks like the most interesting character in the whole show. He's sort of a creepy little dude. And then you've got the Riddler, who literally there has only been one frame shown of so far in the show. We know nothing about the Riddler.
I would watch it if Batman was in it, but it's all going to be shit about police and stuff.
It's still going to be interesting, because the villains are in it. And Bruce Wayne is in it. It's all about, like, his parents getting murdered. I'm going to have to watch it.
What if it ends up being like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It won't be like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because it's set in those 80s. Like, it's...
What if it is?
It won't be.
What if it is?
I mean, it could be... It will most likely be utter shit, but it will never be like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because they're just too different. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like a postmodern cyber thriller, which went terribly wrong. This can just be sort of like a, you know, Gangster Squad type bad, which is nowhere near as bad as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been at the worst of times. Yeah, it is like a DC version of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but no, it's not, because Arrow is a DC version of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Arrow is shit, so technically, that already holds the position of shitty DC TV show. Gotham, I'd say, will be somewhat better. But, God, it's too loud in here. Gian's here.
Oh, Gian. Hello, Gian. Oh, my bag is stuck. Okay.
I didn't send you anything. Twice.
I sent that like on my way.
Sure,
that was not a good. That was not a good email.
The most hilarious thing I've ever seen. I was actually jumping up and down, screaming. It was so funny.
Well, it wasn't. So,
what it was?
What? Have you seen Luke being silent? I thought he was standing there.
Huh?
I'm standing there with the landscape in the background.
No, it's
like this.
It's white.
Okay, well, I've seen one where
he's
standing on the hill.
Okay.
And there's no right.
Why,
I thought he was on the other side of the country. I thought he was in the office.
But he's European, right?
Yeah, but that's only from Donegal down to Galway.
Yeah.
And where's the
Midlands as well?
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay. I didn't even know where he was.
He's Leitrim anyway.
He's be there anyway.
All right,
Leitrim. I didn't notice him there last time. But Peter Keane has got his posters up as well, which are really nice.
What?
Did you hear the Spinning James remix version?
Like the techno rhythm is completely different from the rhythm that we're.
I know. Yeah. It didn't turn out great.
No, it's good.
I have no money.
And the video's
great. The video's terrible.
Because
the colors in the video are shit. The one good thing about it is like the text coming up on the screen. I think it's worse.
Yeah. How did you do that?
Drag. garage band. They have like a set list of rhythms and you just put them in.
Okay, well, pick the rhythm.
There isn't.
Well, it's probably one.
Maybe, yeah.
I'll go back and try and find it.
Yeah.
I'll come over to your house.
Okay. Yeah. Good plan. What was the weekend? Bank holiday weekend. I fucking hate bank holiday weekend.
Be recording.
Yeah.
Boy, this is entertaining.
Yeah.
It's kind of just a filler episode to get it up to 125 episodes. Because I want to get to 125 before it's summer, but yeah. And in order to do that, this is necessary.
So it's a non-episode.
Yeah. We talked about a couple things at the beginning.
I have to do Japanese in Dublin. There's a CTYI thing and all that. So, and I like went through philosophy and philosophy was able to auto and empty it. And then I get enough people to have to do Japanese.
Alright.
We are staying in DCU.
When's that?
August. June, maybe. July, I don't know.
Anyway, so thank you for listening to this episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. You can visit our website, jimmyandluke.info. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all those things. And Spinning James, and we'll be back later in the week with another boring, short episode. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.